What a song. What a song. Saved by grace. Are you saved by grace? Do you know this joy of a new creature? Oh, I tell you, I love that song. I really do. I love it much. Let me just share a little more. I'll be right back. Great program today. Don't you go anywhere. Listen. What a day. My sins are gone. How about yours? Have they been washed away? Well, we got a great broadcast today. We're going to have a great time together. I'm here to tell you. We are going to have a great time together. And I need you to be right in the middle of it with me. I mean, listening and participating. Our subject today. Now, listen carefully. Listen carefully. Deliverance from the dark sins of sodomy. Deliverance from the dark sins of sodomy. Deliverance from the dark sins of sodomy. Now, we're going to take two or three different courses today and try to pull it all together. We're going to try to understand that there's really true deliverance from the dark sin of sodomy. Jesus' blood on the cross is sufficient to save any man, any woman, any boy, any girl that comes to him. He'll save you. He'll make your life brand new. He'll turn your life upside down. And that's the burden of my heart. I'm telling you, that's the burden of my heart, is to see lives everywhere. It doesn't matter how deep in sin someone has gone. If they can repent, if they can repent, if they can come to Christ, if the Holy Spirit is drawing them to the Savior, they can be forgiven and they can be saved. And I want that to happen to many of you. Now, first, I want us to look at how dark the sin of sodomy really is. Now, let me tell you something that I've been studying and digging through. In the Old Testament, nowhere is there any case where a person who was a sodomite found deliverance and forgiveness. There appeared to be no forgiveness for sodomy in the Old Testament. They were judged over and over, and that's very clear. But in the New Testament, there is evidence that sodomites were saved and delivered and became part of the early church. That ought to be encouraging to everybody out there who has a family member, who has a loved one, son, daughter, brother, sister, mother, dad, whoever, that has gone to this sin of sodomy, that there is deliverance and that they can be forgiven. You see, we all were created with equal capacity under God, and sin has distorted that in all of us, but Christ has come to save all of us. Isn't that beautiful? Let me take you to the book of 1 Kings. Now, you've got to listen to this because this will shock you probably. It may surprise you, but this is in the Bible. And we have it in 1 Kings chapter 14, verse 22. And Judah, you know who Judah is. That's Jerusalem. That's where the capital is, the part called Judah. And Judah did evil in the sight of the Lord. And he names sins that they were guilty of, and they provoked him to jealousy, it says, with their sins which they had committed above all that their fathers had done. And it goes on down, next verse, it says, for they also built them high places. These were groves to worship false gods. And then, and there were also sodomites in the land. This is in Israel now. There were sodomites in the land, and they did according to all the abominations of the nations which the Lord cast out before the children of Israel. Now, I want you to understand, those nations that God cast out to bring Israel from Egypt into the promised land were sodomite nations. That's the reason they were cast out. God was not being unfair to them. God was simply judging their wickedness, just like he did Sodom and Gomorrah. God was judging their wickedness, just like he did Sodom and Gomorrah. And I want you to understand, and I want you to feel this, because there is deliverance, and thank God for that. But here we have a picture of why those nations were cast out before Israel. And now Israel is doing the same thing, allowing sodomites to be in their lands. Now notice what happened. And it came to pass in the fifth year of King Rehoboam that Shishite, king of Egypt, came up against Jerusalem. And he took away the treasure of the house of the Lord and the treasures of the king's house. He also took away all the shields of gold which Solomon had made. Now, Israel had to pay for allowing the sins of sodomy to invade their land. They had to pay for it because God cannot. There is an impossibility of any nation, any culture, becoming a sodomite nation or a sodomite culture and it not being judged. If America doesn't recover from our descent into this destruction lifestyle, we will be judged just like any other nation. Are we too far gone? Are we too far gone? I don't know that. All I know is I'm doing some tall praying. I'm doing some tall standing before God with absolute abandonment for the good and the beauty of his name and his righteousness and his holiness. So here we have a picture of how grievous is the sin of sodomy. How grievous is the sin of sodomy. So that God drove out those nations before Israel because of their wickedness. And God will bring America to judgment if we don't do something about this wickedness that invades our land. Preachers, get off your stool of do-nothing. Get in the pulpit as you ought to with a full picture of the Word of God in your mind. And preach the truth of God, but preach it with grace. Preach it with grace. Preach it offering forgiveness and cleansing and purity. Oh, I pray that you will hear this. I pray that you will hear this. Now, I'm going to give you a copy of an article I've got in front of me. And the name of it is the same as this broadcast today, Deliverance from the Dark Sins of Sodomy. And this is a message of hope. This is a message of hope. Now, it's very plain about what's wrong and what's sinful, and that God cannot excuse sin. God cannot allow a nation, a culture, to descend into this filthy lifestyle and not judge it. But God offers forgiveness because Jesus went to Calvary. Because Jesus went to Calvary. Now you say, Brother Chambers, are you positive that God can forgive a sodomite? Are you positive that God can save a man or woman who has got themselves involved in this dreadful lifestyle? Are you sure of that? Now remember, I said in the Old Testament there was no salvation for the sodomite. Jesus had not yet died on the cross. They could come and offer sacrifices. That's the people. The people living clean, decent lives, keeping God's commandments, could come and offer sacrifices and have a covering of sin for another year. But there was no deliverance from people in the gross sin of sodomy. They were destroyed. They were judged. God had to judge them. Now, if you do not repent and you are involved in the sin of sodomy, God will judge you. But not only will God judge you, he will judge the city, the community, the culture, the nation, whatever be the extent of this reach of sodomy, God will have to judge it because that's God's word, and God will not treat this generation different from past generations. Now, let me take you to the Bible in the New Testament. And let me show you there's hope. In the book of 1 Corinthians, the great writing of Apostle Paul, chapter 6, if you want to read it with me, and go to verse 9. 1 Corinthians 6 and 9. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. Notice what he named. Idolaters, adulterers, effeminate, abusers of themselves with mankind, no question but homosexuality. No question. Thieves, covetous, drunkards, revilers, extortioners, none of them shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you. And such were some of you. Paul writing to the church at Corinth and saying to them that among you that have been converted there, and he named all these sins, including that of abusers of themselves with mankind, and then says, and such were some of you. Yes, you can be forgiven and you can be saved. you're a homosexual, you're a lesbian, you maybe you've gone so far, you've become a reprobate, and so you don't have no interest in forgiveness. And for that, of course, that's your choice. But for those who maybe are in the early stages, they've been abused, they may have been raped, they may have been abused by parents or by uncles or whoever when they were little children, and they have an affinity toward this lifestyle, Jesus offers you forgiveness and cleansing. He wants to make a new person out of you. He wants to set you in the kingdom of God to live a clean and straight and wholesome life. And I'm calling you to that. But then I must warn you, if you do not turn, there is no hope. And you will continue until it won't be long, until you'll be possessed by spirits, evil spirits, that will then control you. And they won't offer you no place of repentance, I promise you. All they'll be concerned about is destroying you. And I don't want that to happen. I want you to know what forgiveness is. I want you to experience His forgiveness. I want you to have His grace in your life. I really do. And I want God to do His wonderful work in you. And I'm praying for you today, okay? I'm praying for you today. So there is forgiveness. There's cleansing. There's grace. Now, I offer you today this booklet. Listen to it. Deliverance from the dark sins of sodomy. And I hope you've got a loved one that you'll give that booklet to. I hope you'll give it to your pastor and tell him he needs to preach to the congregation. Let me tell you something. As we continue this program, I'm going to ask you some things and ask you to respond to me about those things, okay? I'm going to ask you to respond to me about them. One, if you put your children in a public school today, I believe, now, this is my belief. This is not facts. I don't have anything to back this up. I know there is a great trend in this direction. I believe there's a 50-50 chance that your children may become lesbians and homosexuals, because it is coming in that kind of power. I mean, people in the know today, people who have been part of this whole movement and know what's happening, they're taking their children out of public schools, and multitudes of them. I mean, now it's millions who are doing homeschooling, because they don't want their boys and girls to become sodomites. They don't want them because they know the end results. They really do. Now, I hope you will understand this. Now, the lines are open. 704-304-391-0588. 704-391-0588. And then our toll-free number, 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. I've got those numbers to put on the screen, but I can't get it operating just right. And so when I try to change, I eliminate something that I don't mean to eliminate. You may have seen me do that. And so I don't want to do that today. I'm telling you the numbers. Email jrc@paulcreek.org. You got that? J-R-C, Paul Creek, at paulcreek.org. P-A-W-C-R-E-E-K. Let's have a great broadcast. Let's have a great broadcast. And I want you to respond to that thought I just gave you, that 50% of the time children going to public school have a tremendous chance of becoming homosexuals and lesbians. It is happening by a multitude out there. Multitudes of our boys and girls. I was told just this morning of a little girl, 7 years old, coming home from school and telling her parents what the kids were talking about and the little notes they were sending to one another, and she got a hold of them and she didn't know what it was. And she said, "What is happening?" And that mom and dad are now looking for a Christian school. And that's going to happen on a big scale. I'm here to tell you, we are living in an hour that's breathtaking. I'm here to tell you, it's breathtaking, and you got to hear me. The sin that destroyed all those nations that were put out of their land because of the coming of the children of Israel was because of their sodomite lifestyle. Because of the sodomite lifestyle. You go to the Bible, 1 Kings chapter 14, and read it for yourself, okay? 1 Kings chapter 14, read it for yourself, and you will be shocked and hopefully moved and stirred to action. Now, let's open the lines. I want to hear from you. I want to talk with you. I want to tell you what I'm preaching tomorrow while the lines are ringing. They are ringing already. I want to tell you what I'm preaching tomorrow, and I want you to hear this, because this is going to be a very important sermon. I'm preaching tomorrow on Satan's purpose is to buy your soul. Satan's purpose is to buy your soul. You remember what the devil offered Jesus if he could buy his soul? The devil took him to a mountain and showed him the kingdoms of the earth and said, all these are mine to give unto you. Fall down and worship me, and I will give them to you. That's what the devil said to Jesus. The devil said, you fall down and worship me, I'll give you the kingdoms. I'll give you the glory. He spoke of the glory of this world and said, I'll give it to you. You know, you maybe could become a great singer if you'd sell your soul to the devil. You probably could become wealthy if you'd sell your soul to the devil. You might be a politician like Barack Obama if you would sell your soul to the devil. As I've studied this sermon, I have become completely convinced that that's what happened to Barack Obama in his young childhood and the early years of his life and going to the church that was such a dark place. And some place he sold his soul to the devil. And people, politicians, great singers, people in Hollywood, people, you know, big time on the televisions, entertain. I'm not talking about everybody. I'm just talking about those who are. I don't know who may be and who may not be. I can tell sometimes. I can tell you that there's a woman running for president on the Democrat ticket in 2016, I believe with all my heart, is a lesbian. And she sold herself to the devil just like her husband Bill did. And I pray, in fact, I don't think she can become president unless Jesus comes before. The rapture's got to take place, and this nation has got to be rid of all of us godly people who love Christ and love the Bible and love truth before she can be elected. That's my belief, and I pray that I'm right. I really do. I really do. God bless you. Give us a call. Want to hear from you. I can see I've already got more than I'm probably going to be able to answer for. Here, let's start with this one. Can you admit that being homosexual is an unhappy lifestyle? That is why. Then why would anyone choose that lifestyle? If I admit it's an unhappy lifestyle, well, everything I read about it is unhappy. Everybody who gives a testimony to it says it's unhappy. It's a bondage. It's a bondage. It isn't that they want to turn to it. It's that they become bound with it. The devil buys their soul and leads them in that direction. See, we don't understand the power of Satan. If you're not covered by the blood, and if you don't have the strength of the Holy Spirit keeping you and watching over you, any kind of thing can happen to you. Any kind of lifestyle can capture you. You can be caught in any kind of old trap by the devil. If you don't have protection and the blood of Jesus, the sweetness of the Holy Spirit is your only protection. So if they are born that way, they are not born that way. That's the worst thing you've ever said or anybody has ever said. Is to say to a homosexual, you're born this way. That only locks that homosexual in that lifestyle to where he or she can do nothing about it. No, you are not born that way. God is not a God of respect of persons. He made us all in an equal fashion with a mind and a body, a soul, a spirit. Oh, no one. Don't even allow that. Don't even toy with that. I think that's the most vile thing anybody ever said about a homosexual or a lesbian is that they were born that way. No, they were not. Every proof in the world proves that is untrue. Absolutely. Absolutely. Dear Brother Chambers, Governor Cuomo in New York rammed through marriage equality legislation to make gay marriage legal. I'm waiting to receive the 3 bumper stickers that I'm offered that says, don't drink the cool. I won't try to read them. I'm not sure about them, so if I read them, it's too late to know. Let me tell you, friend, we live in a dark day, a very dark day, a very dark day. And I'm telling you, it's time to support traditional marriage. I believe this is all good. God will not be mocked forever. Support traditional marriage. Oh, that's good. That's good. Yes, I'm with you, Gary. God bless you. Hey, friend, it's time to stand up and be counted. It's time to get involved. Let's take all of these that we can get to. I can tell it's going to be a busy one, and I'm delighted. I am very delighted. I'm very delighted. Let's see here. He that hath an ear, let him hear. Well, that's good. Sodom and Gomorrah. Gay activists say the sin of Sodom and Gomorrah was not homosexuality, but the lack of hospitality toward the angels. That is, again, a total, I mean absolute misinterpretation of the Bible. Read it for yourself. That's a crazy thought. Why in the world would it be the lack of hospitality? Anybody knows that's not true. The gay men of the city was outside the doors of Lot's house, and they were banging on the door to send out these men so they could have sex with them. And Lot, in his foolishness, offered his two daughters, who had never had sex, they were virgins, and said, take them and do what you want to with them, but don't try to take these angels. It is foolishness. It is insane. It is biblical confusion to try to say it was hospitality the problem. Hey, let me hear from you. Joe Chambers, Paul Creek Ministry. Joe Chambers, Paul Creek Ministry. Give me a call. Give me a message on the internet. Now, I want to hear some calls on the line. 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. Our toll-free number, 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. And then email jrc@paulcreek.org. jrc@paulcreek.org. Now, while I'm waiting for your call, I really want you to come and hear this sermon in the morning, because I am overwhelmed by what I have been learning. The Holy Spirit burned this sermon into my heart. I mean, He burned it into my heart. And when I began to study, I thought to myself, where have I been? Everything the devil really does in this world is to buy your soul and to damn you. And you know what the devil requires of you if he makes you famous or he makes you rich? I've watched people who become good at music, and almost every time they are ultimately destroyed. I've watched family after family have children who got really involved in music and became good. And before you knew it, the music was more important than the church. Traveling, going, doing their own thing was more important than a commitment to the life of Christ and the cross. And it destroyed them. I've watched that over and over. It's the saddest thing you can imagine, because Satan is especially involved in the music world. Much of the music of today has been given to men and women by the powers of Satan to control them and to control the influence of their lives and to send them and lead them in the wrong direction. Much of the filth, much of the talent. If you'll study a little bit about homosexuality and lesbianism, they're some of the most talented people you can imagine. Why are they so talented? Because they sold their soul for the devil to give them the talent he gave them. That's why. I mean, the world is full of that. The world is full of people who have sold to the devil for success. They want to be popular. You know, a little girl, she wants to be sexy. She wants everybody to look at her and see how sexy she is. And the devil says, yeah, I'll make you sexy if you'll give me your soul. I'll make you sexy if you'll give me your soul. I'll never forget the story of one great musician who was really learning to play, and he was praying to be successful. And one night, the devil appeared to him in a dream and took him to a spring of water and said, you put your head in that spring of water and you wish your soul in hell as deep as your head is in that water, and I'll give you the talent and I'll make you one of the greatest singers there ever was. Look at some of the singers you've known. Many of them are now dead from suicide or overdose of drugs or different things. And you can look in every case and saw how the music took them to hell. How the music, Elvis Presley, the music took this man to hell, who had been raised in a Bible-believing, fundamental Pentecostal church, had been filled with the Holy Spirit, and learned to sing up on the stage, singing for the glory of God. And Satan saw his talent, and Elvis Presley sold his soul to the devil, and the devil took him. And of course, you know how early he was destroyed. The lifestyle of these people is so shortened. Let me tell you, when the devil buys your soul, he exacts a horrible price from you. Are you listening to me? When the devil buys your soul, he exacts a horrible price from you. And not only does he exact a horrible price in this life, but then it's hell to pay. It's hell to come. See, if you belong to the devil, you're going to spend eternity with him. That's his desire, to have you with him in his eternal location. And he will take you there if you sell him your soul. And Satan is offering this to people all over my listening audience. How many people out there, you would be a Christian, but you could not be successful. You would not be as accepted by your friends. You couldn't be as popular. You'd have to pay a price of different living styles and different conduct. Oh, come on. It's time to turn to God. It's time to turn to God. Well, I'm looking to hear from you. Anyone else out there, if I can say something to you that will bless you, it will be my joy. I want you to know that. It's people like you that make the evangelical movement the force of ignorance and superstition. It is. I don't belong to anyone, especially not your mystical gods. That's an email that I've got in front of me. I don't belong to anyone, not even your mystical gods. Isn't that amazing that someone right in this broadcast, they've sold their soul to the devil. And so now I've become their enemy. Did you know that the gospel preacher becomes the enemy of any person that sells their soul to the devil? You can absolutely depend on that. You on the air. May I help you, please? Yes, sir. Wait a minute. One more clip here. You on the air. May I help you?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes. Wonderful.
Okay. I don't know who all was listening to your program, and so I don't think we could actually, you or I could really tell them what you've uncovered, because they wouldn't believe you. It's true, but they wouldn't believe you that the world is so unbelievably satanic and that whatever politicians are involved with and why a lot of this stuff is going on. So I won't even bother with that. But I know some of your people are old enough to remember Jane Mansfield and Marilyn Monroe. And if you do, you go on the computer and you do a search, and you pick up enough links, you can uncover what they were involved with. Both of these girls had, even before they became big, were involved to a limited degree, had affairs with a man named Anton LaVey, who was head of the Church of Satan in San Francisco.
Yes, I know his name well.
Yeah. And I know a man, he's in our area, that actually... before he became a believer, was involved in some stuff. Matter of fact, I would love to have him get on your program sometime and tell some of his stories. And he told my daughter-in-law, he explained that when he made a visit, it was the most eerie thing. That before he got accepted Christ, he made a visit underneath the satanic church and the things that happened and so forth. He was talking about the big politicians and businessmen and movie stars and things that were there. But anyway, the fact of the matter is that our media is so controlled with all of this stuff.
Absolutely. I mean, the world, see, the world is the devil's. He is the god of this world, the Bible says. He is the god of this world. He's the prince of the power of the air. If he could offer Jesus the glory of the kingdoms of the earth, in a moment of time, if Jesus would have just given up his messiahship and fell down on his knees and worshiped the devil, then what do you and I think he can offer us?
Yes. And our Savior was so observant of protocol and order that he actually did not rebuke him. He actually, by not saying anything, actually was telling us all that Satan did have the right to offer him the kingdom of
God. Well, see, you got to understand, if Jesus was tempted in all points like as we are, to take one of his temptations and to say it was full of lies would be to disown and discredit the Holy Scripture. The devil has the power to give this world to anybody that will fall down and worship him and serve him. I mean, he just has that power, and he's given it to people in every sphere. We've got many preachers he's given it to.
I was in Revelation, our Savior talks about people being hot or cold, and he says he prefers that we be the hot or cold. He can't stand the people that are sitting on the fence in the middle. He says, I'll spew thee out of my mouth. And I'm of the conviction over the last few weeks that the people there in the middle are basically probably 85% or 90% of our pastors.
Well, I agree with you. I didn't know how you was going to respond. But the preacher situation has become absolutely, absolutely pathetic. Pathetic. Most preachers, did you know what has just happened in Maryland? Maryland has passed a rain tax on churches. They have to pay for the rain that hits their parking lot, and the preachers are being offered one way out, preach global warming in their pulpits.
Oh,
that was on Fox News yesterday.
It's unbelievable, and nobody seems to be concerned or even aware of this stuff, it's like there's a heavy fog over everything, and there's information. There are libraries, there's internet full of information on this stuff, and people will not avail themselves. They're just too doggone lazy to even find out about it.
Let me tell you something, my friend. Our audience is so far beyond what it's ever been before and growing by the day, almost beyond my description. More and more people are helping me now and beginning to support this ministry because they realize how utterly, utterly necessary is somebody on this internet and on this radio who is telling these truths just like they are. And so everybody out there, if ever you've got behind me and got this material out and get these little booklets and these things that we're publishing and take these telecast programs and radio programs and get them in people's hands, it's later than we think.
Exactly.
Thank you.
I got one last thing.
Okay, go ahead.
When I got saved, a minister who probably could have been fired by some of his church leaders if they had known he was sharing some of this stuff with me. And within a short period of time, I had met people. I'm not even going to tell you where I went, but I went in places and around people that could ask, who of the highest executive level in our government, that could confirm every last bit of this stuff. So if anybody's listening to this, says, oh, this is not true, I'm going to eventually find out that this is not true, that it's not as bad as you think it is. It's worse.
Many times worse than they think. And this homosexual, this sodomy thing, I mean, look at what happened to the nations that Israel came and took their land simply because God had to get them out of it and destroy them so that Israel could have a place to live. But God was doing it because these were sodomites that God was judging. And God will judge any culture that becomes sodomite in lifestyle. It has to happen. What do you think? I said a while ago, if you put your children in a public school, you have a 50-50 chance of those boys and girls becoming lesbians and homosexuals. Do you think that's right?
My grandson was taken out of a public school this year as being homeschooled because one of his teachers ran off with another woman. And my son talked to his pastor about it. His pastor,
and that was in Charlotte?
Yes, sir. His pastor had tears coming in his eyes, and he said, that young man would be better off sitting in your living room all day long than being exposed to that sort of thing. And so he's probably going to go to a Christian school next year, but he's being homeschooled this year.
I'm here to tell you the hour has come when this whole culture, I mean, look at what's happened in North Carolina. Now it's just happened in South Carolina, the whole nation. I don't think there's no turning it around. Obama has made such a fool of himself that nobody much respects the man. The only reason many of the Democrats keep defending him is because it's their lifestyle. If they don't defend him, they're in trouble, you know. And so we're in a sad situation. And thank God the election seemed a little better. But I'm saying to everybody out there, don't trust the politicians. You get in this Bible and you trust Christ the Savior, the Son of God, the one who shed his blood for you, and you depend on his sweet Holy Spirit to fill you and keep you safe. Thank you, brother.
I want to hear some of these other believers call in.
All right, let's see how many of them. You know what? It's sad, but not many of them have the courage to do that. Thank you now. Hey, you call in. If you are one of those who knows the truth and you're willing to say it, how many preachers out there are willing to call in and say, I'm going to start telling my congregation and preach from this text in 1 Kings? I'm here to tell you, you can't get any straighter than that. 1 Kings 14, you notice what he said, don't you? He said plainly and clearly that God drove out those nations before Israel because they were sodomites. And here Israel was turned into the sodomite lifestyle. And what happened, the Pharaoh of Egypt came up and took their land, took their treasures. I don't know what all happened as a result of it. I didn't go into all the full story, but I can tell you, God has to judge the lifestyle of sodomy. God has to judge the lifestyle. Now, I really want to get back and help you understand that this lifestyle is sold to people because they want wealth, they want fame, they want to be sexy, they want to be a great singer, they want to be creative, they want to be in movies, they want some great fame or fortune. Let me tell you, if you sell your soul to the devil for these things, then he owns you. And he has a right to do with you whatever he wants to. And that's what sodomy and lesbianism is. It's Satan having taken possession, and he doesn't stop with just taking possession. He takes you down the pathway of destruction. Now, grab your phone. I'm here waiting on you. If you have a call, I will take it. I'm trying to make sure I don't miss any questions here. Very, very important. Here's another one. I think it is a medical fact that some people are born with both male and female sexual organs. I've never seen any evidence of that, and I don't think it's a medical fact, my friend. And they have tendency to go either male or female. You find that somewhere in a medical book. Oh, brother. Oh, come on. Now, I know there's some quirky things that happen sometime in a birth of a child, and things are born out of whack, but there's no such thing as a opposite male and female. Let's don't even talk about that anymore, because I am really bothered by that. I don't believe in that. You're not born that way. It's a choice of sin. It's a choice of Satan for you to take you down the road of destruction. Now, more calls and more questions. I'm here to do my best to be a blessing to you. I'm here to do my best to help you think clearly. And I'm here to warn you. And I'm here to tell you that Satan is after buying your soul. Everybody listening to me, Satan wants you. He wants your soul. He's the god of this world. He'll buy you and take you right down the pathway of utter destruction. I'm telling you, he is most interested in that, and only you and God can change. Now, while you're calling, the lines are open. Listen, let's have some calls now. This last 25 minutes, I want the phones to ring off, and I want to hear what you're saying. How many of you believe that children in public schools are now vulnerable to the sin of homosexuality and lesbianism to a great degree? If you aren't, if you don't know this, talk to your grandchildren if you're an elderly person. Or talk to your children if you still have children in your home. Or if you're an uncle, talk to your nephews and nieces. And just try to get them to be open with you and tell you what's happening in the schools and what is being promoted. It's really an overwhelming picture. It really is an overwhelming picture. And I'm telling you, we have got to wake up and protect our children. We got to wake up and protect our churches. We got to wake preachers up and get them in the pulpit saying what is happening to America and standing up for the right of the Bible, the holiness of the Scripture. I'm calling on you for your call. Now, how many of you believe they're vulnerable in public schools? Let's hear a call from you. Let's hear your opinion. Let's hear some stories of what has happened to you. Why are many of you turning to Christian schools? Why are many of you turning to homeschooling? Call me and tell me. I want to hear from you. I really do want to hear from you. I've got a special guest preaching tomorrow night. His name is Mark Fincannon. Wonderful young man. Great preacher. My people love him, and he'll be here at the 6 o'clock service to preach. He's got 4 children, I think that's right, and they're all being homeschooled by the mother. And I promise you, they're getting a good, solid education. And that's very important. If you're homeschooling, don't you use it as an excuse to put your kids in front of a television and go off doing your own thing and being lazy. If you're not willing to get in there with them 6-7 hours a day and teaching them and giving it all you got, then for goodness sakes, go and find a good Christian school. Now, I want to hear from you. I want to hear what you're saying, thinking about what I'm saying. How many of you know Satan is out? Well, excuse me. How many of you know Satan is out to buy the souls of all your children and all your grandchildren? I've realized I've got to start warning my grandchildren like never before that what is happening to them is Satan is buying their soul. And they must understand the price that Satan requires. Satan doesn't sell you this world's success for nothing. Satan doesn't sell you your success in education for nothing. Satan doesn't allow you to become famous in music for nothing. Satan has allowed great things. Now, you say good people can't become good? Yes, good people. There are many good people. There are many wonderful people who sing the praises of God, and they belong to Christ. There are many successful bankers. There's many successful lawyers. There's many successful doctors who are committed to Christ. who love the Lord. There's a doctor in Clinton, Tennessee, who's a wonderful supporter of this ministry. God bless you there, my brother. I love you in the Lord. There's a dear man in California. He's on his way here right now. He was in Durham some hour ago and is on his way to be with us in church tomorrow. He's a faithful supporter. Grab your phone, okay? I want to hear from you. You are important to me, and you're on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, good afternoon, Brother Chambers.
Hey, my friend.
Brother Gary from New York, I sent you a couple of bumper stickers a little while ago.
Yeah, I saw that, and I liked them. I didn't read the first one because my mind wouldn't go fast enough.
Yes, don't drink the Kool-Aid regarding gay marriage. God will not be mocked forever. Romans 1, 26 and 27, support traditional marriage. That's my message.
Well, that's the message we all must be projecting, and I want you to know I'm dedicated to it.
Amen. I'll send you, I have three sets ordered, so I'll send them to you one set when I get them.
You send me those three. I especially like that one, the last one. I may make that one available. Can you send me a lot of copies if I do?
I can see what I can do, sir.
Okay, thank you, and I love you, brother. Thank You're my friend, Gary.
Praise the Lord. Now, sir, here's what I want to speak about today.
Yes.
The Lord has placed me in the midst of a public school system as a special ed teacher.
Okay, you're doing education in public school.
Yes, sir.
I thank God for the good people that are in public school.
Say again, please?
I thank God for good people that are in public school as teachers and workers.
I recognize the impact that I can have upon people's lives and impact the Christ. I do want to take issue with this statistic of 50%.
I said 50%, and I was not making that ironclad. I was asking for people to respond. What do they think? What do you think?
Right. Okay, well, here's what I see. I see boys and girls being boys and girls, and there's a lot of interaction, and I deal with it all day long. But what I do see system-wide, school-wide, is a softening and an indoctrination from the youngest level. In my school district, there is something that is called a Gay-Straight Alliance. And at the high school, it's particularly pushed. And I know I had a colleague there, a Christian colleague, who said that she was asked to sign a pledge that she will have tolerance within her classroom. And knowing what tolerance really means, acceptance of the gay and lifestyle.
Exactly.
Lesbian lifestyle.
So it's becoming almost a forced thing upon every teacher and worker is to at least be silent, but mainly to be aggressive in promoting the equality of those lifestyles.
That's right.
And that's what's dangerous. See, and so we can't consider those statistics as what's happening a year ago or 5 years ago. We got to consider what's happening now for the next 5 years. And I'm saying at the present time and the rate of things in the compromise that the possibility of us turning out more or as many homosexuals and lesbians as we do straight people is very real to me.
Well, it's certainly a softening from the earliest ages, a softening, a teaching that anything goes and that lifestyle is totally correct from the earliest age. And that's what we have to in our way. To stand against through prayer and through our lifestyle that we exhibit for them.
Now, before you hang up, I am going here for a minute or two, talk about what's happening in our whole society that's allowing the distinction between male and female to vanish. I see that homes more and more will not make a distinction in the dress styles of the girls versus the boys, or the mothers versus the daddies. I see in almost every, even toys they play with, the kind of gifts we give one another. There is a extreme effort in American culture to eliminate anything distinctive male and distinctive female, even in the earliest years of children's life. And I think all of that is playing a part in our society turning to sodomy.
Yes.
You agree with that?
Yes, and it's been pushed for the last 6 years of this Democratic administration, and it's
Big time. I want to say to everybody, thank you for calling now. I want to say to everybody listening out there, everybody, listen, mothers, be women, be ladies, be godly ladies, ladies, be godly ladies, ladies, be godly men, fellas. dress in a way that distinctly keeps your family knowledgeable of the difference between male and female in the things of home. Make a distinction. Make a distinction. Let boys be boys. Promote boys being boys. Promote girls being girls. Promote them dressing. We have a Christian school here. And people come in and they cannot hardly believe that we still have our girls dressed like little ladies. And we don't allow the girls to wear men's clothing on our school campus. Why? We're trying to promote the Bible lifestyle of the beauty of husband and wife, mom and dad, brother and sister, uncle and aunt. The whole picture. We want it to be the beautiful picture of the Bible and the Bible lifestyle. Now, do you like that? What do you think about that? What is the feelings out there about it? Are you aware that the Bible teaches us in the Old Testament that it's an abomination for a woman to dress like a man? Or a man to dress like a woman? Well, we hadn't quite got to the point that it's acceptable for men to do it constantly. But we are at the point it's acceptable for women to do it. I'm against that. I'm declaring to you that we are laying the foundation of a sodomite nation. It's not just what the president's doing. It's what we're not doing or what we are doing. Hey, I hope you're not my enemy. Give a call. Let's hear from you. It doesn't matter. If you're angry with me, let me hear it. I want to hear it. You know I'll treat you nice. I'm not going to be mean to you. I'm not going to be mean to you. You're on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, sir, Brother Chambers. I'd like to say you're always exposing the devil, and I appreciate it.
Well, am I saying the right thing today?
Yes, sir. You're right spot on. Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir. How may I help you?
I was going to say also that people that do not know, they need to learn about the chemtrails which the government's spraying in the atmosphere every day.
All right, tell me about it. I don't know what you're talking about.
Look it up on the internet. Just put in the chemtrails.
Spell that word.
C-H-E-M.
Chemtrails. Okay.
Chemtrails.
So you're talking about chemicals being sprayed in the air?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. When you see these jets in there and you see those long, smoky things behind them, that's what that is.
I think people would disagree with that, and I must tell you, I'm ignorant of it, but I'll take a look at it. I really do believe we're facing a day that really is dark. But thank you for making us aware, and we'll dig in, okay?
Yeah, all those chemicals foul people's minds up, and they can't think straight, you know.
Well, I believe chemicals are doing great damage to our society. I agree with that. I think it's in many ways that we're getting it. I think all the medicines that doctors are prescribing to people are just as dangerous as they can be. Everybody ought to be very careful in everything prescription-wise that you take into your body. And you ought to always have two or three opinions from doctors to make sure you're doing the right thing. God bless you, sir. Call us quickly now, 1-800-338-7884. Hey, this is a good subject today. I think we're really touching at some real issues. I don't know about that last one, but I'll learn. But I'm here to tell you, it's time to get back to the Bible. Jesus is your security. Do you understand that if your life is hid with Christ, hid in the truth of this Bible, with Jesus Christ, the devil has no power to destroy you. He has no power to deceive you. He has no power to take you down the dark roads. He doesn't have any power unless you give it to him by failing to trust Christ. When you live with Christ, when you live a clean life, I want you to know that's the only protection in this world. The devil is selling our children, our grandchildren, our neighbors. He's selling all kinds of things to everybody. Well, he don't come with a long tail and a pitchfork in his hand. He does it just by making you hungry to be famous, to be wealthy, to have all the toys that everybody else has got. And you go to running after the world. You don't have time for Christ. You just don't know what you may be buying into. I would say, acknowledge the Lord in all thy ways, and he shall direct thy path. How does that sound? Acknowledge the Lord in all thy ways, and he shall direct thy path. Now, the lines are, some of the lines are open. 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588, and jrc@paulcreek.org. jrc@paulcreek.org. Well, all my emails stopped. I hope I didn't make anybody angry a while ago. I just don't like this idea. I really am so bothered by the idea that a homosexual or a lesbian was born that way. And people like to ask that question, and I respond a little bit strong, but I don't do that at the person, okay? I do that because I want you to feel what I'm saying. I really do. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Brother Chambers, I just thank good Lord for you, the message you've given today. And it's true what you're saying about the schools. I know. I raised my children, they're grown now, and I have grandchildren that's in them now. And I thank you for the message you gave. It's not only in the schools, it's going on in the churches too.
You're exactly right. The churches are full. I read some statistics some time ago of how many pianists and organists, male or female pianists and organists, who have gone that lifestyle. I'm telling you, it is gripping our culture. It's coming like a storm. I mean, like a storm. And the only protection out there is Jesus Christ and the love of God. And the devil is out to buy the souls of men and women. And he will buy them. And then, of course, he will exact of them their soul. And they've got to spend eternity with him in his eternal abode. And so it's so dangerous, it blows my mind. Thank you, dear sweet lady. I love you. You on the air. May I help you, please? Sorry about that. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, I'm Brother Chambers. I've got two verses I'd like for you to read. This is the Apostle Paul warning us about the preachers like Mr. Osteen and that crowd, the name it and claim it crowd.
Okay, what verses have you got?
Okay, it's 1 Timothy chapter 6.
1 Timothy chapter 6. Let me find that right quick here. I mark my Bible anymore because I have trouble getting fast as I want to be. 1 Timothy, location?
Okay, it's chapter 6.
1 Timothy chapter 6. I'm right there. I think I'm there. Wow, I'm not fast today. First, what verses?
Okay, it's verse 5 and 6. I'd like you to read 5, comment on it, and then verse 6 tells you.
This is 6 and 5. Perverse disputing of men of corrupt minds and destitute of the truth, supposing that gain is godliness, from such turn away or withdraw thyself. But godliness with contentment is great gain. That's good, sir. That's one of the problems, is people are seeking wealth, and they seek wealth over their church and instead of the house of God and the things of God. And when they do, they automatically make themselves available to the enemy, who then destroys their minds. Perverse disputing of men of corrupt minds. We have so many corrupt minds, preachers, like you named. I mean, it is sad what they're saying and how people are buying into it.
I know. And that's the last part of verse 5 that says, supposing that gain is godliness. You know, they preach that if you show a lot of wealth, you know, you undoubtedly must be finding favor with God.
That's called the name it, claim it crowd.
That's right.
The name it, claim it, the blab it, grab it, you know, and all they can think about is being wealthy. And you know, they've all turned to being postmillennialists, don't you know? They don't believe in the pre-tribulation rapture, or as a whole, they don't. And so it's false doctrine. It's the doctrine of Satan. The devil is buying their souls.
That's exactly right. But I thought I'd call you and get you to mention those verses, because I thought they were pretty good.
Wonderful. Thank you, sir. God bless your heart. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, sir. I am a child of God.
Okay.
Sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost.
Okay.
I don't own pants. He delivered me from pants when he saved me. And I don't even wear breeches. But I'd like you to kind of explain Matthew 24 to me, when Jesus says it shall be as the days of Noah. And I'm under the assumption that it was predominantly lust and homosexuality.
Well, it probably was. The Bible doesn't actually say it, but it indicates that they had gone so deep into sin and vileness. I mean, they were vile beyond description. And he said this society would be just like that society, and it already is.
And because Jesus says it shall be that way, I'm thinking we should be excited that the last days are upon us, because Jesus warned us it is going to happen.
Well, now, let me help you with that. You're saying to me, because it is evil and vile and everything is going to hell in a basket, that I ought to be rejoicing because Jesus said it was going to be that way. I don't think he meant for that. I think he meant for me to take a stand against it because of the people who maybe I can help turn from it. So I'm not going to get in there and rejoice that we've got homosexuals all over the woodwork. I'm going to get in there saying, you can be saved.
Everybody seems to be mad about it.
Well, I'm not mad. Do you think I'm mad?
No, most Christians seem to be mad about the homosexuality movement, and I happen to be glad Jesus' words are happening right before my eyes.
Well, you're giving me a problem. I don't know how to answer you. I really don't. I don't have many calls that confuse me like this. But I think the Christians ought to be not mad. They ought to be concerned. They ought to be standing up. They ought to be taking a stand. They ought to be loving their children, loving their neighbors, loving everybody out there that they can, showing them how to come back to Christ, how to be cleansed, how to be forgiven. I think the stand against evil is very wonderful, and the Bible makes it plain that we are to stand up against wickedness when it comes against our society. And so I'm glad you called, okay?
Thank you.
I'm glad you called. I disagree, but I'm glad she called. How in the world do we not be bothered? Angry? That's probably a stronger word. How about concerned? Deeply dedicated to turning the tide. Deeply dedicated to helping people be delivered from this lifestyle. Deeply dedicated to showing them the sweet way of Jesus Christ. That's what I'm dedicated to. But I thank that lady. I'm glad she called. Hey, give us a call. 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. JRC@paulcreek.org. Now, I want you to know this article is my gift to you. I wish I had more time, really. Because I want you to know this lifestyle is coming like a storm. And we must be concerned. We must be concerned. I mean, because the world is going this way, doesn't mean we want our community, we want our state, we want our city of Charlotte, where I live, or wherever you live, that we want those communities to go that way. Because all of us suffer when we go that way. So we should take a stand and do it strong. I really believe that. Satan's purpose is to buy your soul. That's my sermon in the morning. I think you need to hear it. I really do. And then tomorrow night, Mark Fincannon preaching. Ah, good brother. Wonderful preacher. Wonderful brother. You don't want to miss it. I'm looking forward. I'm looking forward to him being in this pulpit and being a blessing to you. I really am. God bless you. We want you to be a part of what we're doing. Now, I've got time for maybe a couple of calls, maybe a question. Maybe you don't understand some position I've taken, and I will be glad to try to, to help and clear it. Excuse me, my throat, clarify myself, because I'm concerned. I really am. We are living in a dark day. It's very wicked and it's very evil. And I want you to take a stand. The Bible is plain. Homosexuality and sodomy will bring great judgment upon the land. It'll bring great judgment in our cities. We're going to see cities totally destroyed because of the predominance of sodomy and evil in those cities. How about Houston, Texas? What's going to happen there? All of it continues in the way it's going. God has to take a stand. You understand that. Now, be concerned about your children. Don't allow them in a setting where homosexuality and sodomy, lesbianism is being promoted. Don't allow them. Don't allow them. Now, I would say that to this dear lady who just called and thought we ought to be rejoicing. No, I don't think we ought to be rejoicing. I think we ought to be trying to protect our children and our neighbors and our friends and our loved ones and our churches and certainly our schools. And you'll find Paul Creek Christian Academy right here is right on the button of doing the best we can for the good of God's kingdom and the good of his cause. And we care about every student here, and we watch over them with great care and compassion. And we really do. We have a place where love will meet you at the door. I promise you that. I promise you that. Now, do you have a question? Someone I can be a blessing to here. I will be delighted. I'm trying to see if I've missed any questions. Sometimes I do. I have that possibility. You know, I'm not perfect here. And sometimes I get all kinds of calls, and sometimes some of them pass me up, and I don't get a chance to go to some of my emails, but I care about you. And I'm warning you now, the Bible is very real, very real. I mean, wonderfully real. Let me tell you, and then came the angels to Sodom and Gomorrah. At Eden, and Lot sat in the gate of Sodom, and Lot, seeing them, rose up to meet them, and he bowed himself with his face toward the ground. But then, you know what happened that night, and then the next day, and while he lingered, the men, the angels, that is, laid hold upon his hands, and upon his hands of his wife, and upon the hands of his two daughters, the Lord being merciful unto him, and they brought him forth and set him without the city. We can never rejoice over an invasion of sodomy. Never. Never. It brings destruction even before the... I don't know how long it may be before the Lord comes. I do not know. And I do know that it's up to me to take a stand against wickedness until he does come. And I should live as though I've got 100 years. But keep myself clean and pure as though I only have minutes. Live as though I may have 100 years labor. Dedicate myself. Reach out to you. I'm concerned about you. Mothers and daddies, I'm concerned about you. Grandmothers, granddaddies, I'm concerned about you. Stand tall. Be dedicated. Give yourself to the task before you. And don't bend and bow to the sins of wickedness. Take a stand for the sanctity of marriage between a man and his wife, a woman and her husband. Take a stand for purity from adultery and fornication and all the moral failures that we're seeing all over our society. It is a dark day, and we must stand tall, and you are on the air. May I help you, please? You're on the air. May I help you quickly?
I
only have a moment. You'll have to hurry.
Okay, we just appreciate your program and appreciate what all you're doing for the Lord.
Man, do I appreciate that. I'm glad to stand tall. I believe in the truth. How about that? Thank you, sir.
Believe in the truth 100%.
God bless you, sir. God bless you. Well, what a broadcast. 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. Have you got that? 704-391-0588. I want you to know something, friend. Jesus is coming. And he's coming soon. I want you to be ready. I really do. I want you to be ready. Very important to me.